Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women on this lovely still July, Friday. I can't believe how fast this summer is going. Today, I'm going to be talking with Cynthia Mazzaferro. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Author of Powerful Beyond Measure. Cindy is a visionary and motivational speaker, international award winner, and Amazon number one best-selling author, energy, medical, and intuitive healer, Reiki master, and Powerful Beyond Measure life coach. Cindy is a recognized expert on bridging the science between spirit and our limitless human potential. She is a master energy practitioner and an authority on emotional clearing and energetic healing that addresses negative subconscious memory and emotional debris that impacts our health and human performances. So her passion is to assist people in their personal growth, establishing their inner and outer health, and awakening their passions and purpose. She has a new transformational self-help book, Powerful Beyond Measure, explores your past, empowers your present, and envisions your future filled with purpose, passion, and miracles. And you can check her out at her website, Cynthia Mazzaferro, MazzaFerro.com. So welcome, Cindy.
Hi, how are you, Chris?
Good. Now, did I get your name right, Mazzaferro?
You did, Mazzaferro. Yes,
okay.
That's the way it's the way it's printed.
Okay. Well, first, I want to start by you telling your story. I just read the intro today. I kind of was reading all sorts of parts of the book and need to go back to your story. And I'd love for you to share what woke you up. There was an incident in your life that, you know, that drove you to this place of becoming powerful beyond measure.
Well, I'm actually, thank you for asking. So my book starts out with me as an adult woman, you know, midlife, where my husband comes down and says to me that he loves me but can no longer live with me. And I was like, what? I can't believe it. You know, what? We've lived our whole life. We have two wonderful sons. We're financially secure, wonderful home. Wasn't this supposed to be our time? And what does that mean? You love me but can't live with me. It's so contradictory, right? And it was kind of like a slap in the face for me, because my whole life I have been kind of living a loss, a profound loss, where my father divorced my mother when I was 7 years of age. I had four other sisters, and from 9 years old to 9 months old. And so for me, it was like another man walking out of my life. I was just devastated, couldn't understand how you could love someone and then just not be part of their life anymore and walk away. So it was very traumatic initially. I will say we're still married, and that also comes out in the book, and it's not just about divorce. What it is about is that we're all impacted young, in our young age as a child. And it's a lot of it's based on our perception, right? My father and mother didn't want me to necessarily take away abandonment as a wound as a child. But for me, as a seven-year-old, that's how it impacted me about people walking out of my life that love me. And it's almost probably an energy and expectation that I even maybe expected in life or thought that would happen. And so I really wanted people to confirm me, affirm me, and say I was this wonderful person, this, you know, amazing, you can do no wrong, all those great things you'd like your parents to say about you. And I really did. I was a professional woman. I was a physical therapist. I owned my own business, and I went into ergonomics. So I had primarily men teaching. I was teaching them and working with CEOs and engineers, all these men and laborers. And I had all that, but I still had this thirst inside of me that was never quenched, looking for this fatherly figure to really say all those adoring things you want your parents to say about you. And so what happens is we have this energy, this emotional debris that lies within us. And it was like amazing when it happened to me. And so what do I start doing is I start changing. And I was in total conflict within myself. What should I be? How should I change to make my husband love me and stay? And it was very traumatic the next 2 weeks as we lived apart and we were both reflecting on things. And we went to a couple of marriage therapist type settings. And then we went to a, nothing to do with marriage at all, we went to a James Van Praagh conference. And for those of you that don't know who James Van Praagh is, he's a medium. And he gets to talk and interconnect with spirits that have moved on into the other realm, if you want to call it heaven, but you're not in the physical realm that we know of as we're living here. And what happened was my stepfather, so my mother remarried as an when I was an adult woman, so he really wasn't my father, but that was, you know, the name in the sense that he was my stepfather. He actually was deceased and he came through. And what was amazing, and it goes in much greater details in the book, so I'm saying this very quickly, was he came out and his very first words to me as I stood was that I was perfect just the way I was and not to change for anyone. And if you really understood the turmoil that I was having inside of me, and I think we all do at some point, Chris, really can relate to this. You know, we want people to like us. We want people to love us or to respect us or to hear us. And we do things to get that acknowledgement, to get that love. And it was amazing because as I'm standing amongst 3,000 people in the auditorium area, that this spirit, this father I'd always been wanting to hear, my stepfather said that you're perfect just the way you are and not to change for anyone, was really profound. And it really allowed me to say that, you know, I have to stop trying to like have everyone else like me and do what they want me to do. I needed to really connect to my own power within myself and to see that greatness. And I've always been teaching people and inspiring people that they have all this remarkable ability, but actually going through it yourself and understanding on a much deeper level allowed me to write this amazing book that has actually transformed so many thousands of people's lives, and it can also help you with yours.
Yeah, it's great. Well, and I know reading through your book, you have some great exercises, and so you have people really look deep into their life, particularly starting out by remembering and understanding our past and looking at our emotional responses. So I'd love for you to talk about why that is so important and how that drives us and impacts us now in our current life.
Right. Well, there is. There's such an intimate connection to how we've been imprinted, the wounds that we carry, the emotional debris is the word I use, that resides within ourselves. It actually takes up residence. And so for someone that doesn't feel they have a voice, let's say, they're going to have an impact in their energy around their throat area, the throat chakra. For individuals who feel that they are powerless, maybe they have very assertive parents or even assertive or aggressive spouses or children, and that this is the role that they assume all their life. And so for them, they're going to tend to have energy changes in their stomach area because this is where the power station is, resides within our body. So we actually start to have a shift in our energy and our cellular health, if you will, internally, which eventually, if we don't change, comes out in physical form and physical diseases. But it's really important in the first third of the book, I break my book into thirds. The first one third is the past, exploring your past. The middle third is embracing the present. And then the last third is envisioning the future. So the first third is so elemental because it's the aspect that continues to repeat itself over and over in life, and mine too. You know, wanting this strong, strong desire to have people always saying things to me. And my husband was always there. He would walk the world for me. And can you imagine the stress it must have been for him, where he always felt this need, almost like a neediness from me, that he always had to say things and I always had to be showered with love instead of me feeling and actually living a place where I knew I was loved and cherished. And I was. And so once I started to realize how important it was for me and all of us, every one of us needs to know this, that it really took the pressure off him and he could be more joyous in our relationship. So identifying what specifically is holding you back, each one of us is a different thing, is so critical because then when you get to the present, which is the now, then you can learn techniques and put into action specific steps that's going to remedy that self-limiting belief, that protective mechanism you've always used over and over again. A different expectation in life, and also of ways to heal that emotional wounding that we have within ourselves.
Yeah, and if you don't do that the first part of your book, that work, that you can just keep repeating. The wound is there, and it just keeps repeating. And when you finally address it, you can let it go, and you let go of those protective behavior mechanisms, and moving on to the second part of your book. Okay, what now? What can I create? It's so important. We look at things that happen, and I think what the key is the emotions. I work with people too, and so many people say, well, they don't remember much of their childhood. They don't have the memories. There's something like in the book with so many exercises that you get people really thinking about, even if it's just, well, what did you feel? Instead of the memory, what did you feel as a kid? You can tap into and get more information. Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk more about being powerful beyond measure.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today we're talking with Cynthia Mazzaferro and about her book, Powerful Beyond Measure. So, Cynthia, we were talking about these trapped emotional energies and how that impacts us physically. And so they're, you know, it's quite an image of feeling these things being trapped. You know, that's such an image of trapping your emotions and then showing up physically and then in your health and everything. So you gave some examples about that. And along with that, in your book, you talk about the limitations that fears bring us, you know, and we all have fears and how limiting those are. So what steps do you have people take to resolve working on these fears?
Yes, and this is a great transition because now you've already identify. You already have something in your mind that you know you hear all the time in your mind, and you think this specific thought. So for me, it's about people walking out of my life. So whatever it is for you, kind of claim that right now, okay? And then realize that the universe and that your life is going to present situations that's going to make you feel that way or think that way. And then you have to decide, what are you going to do? Are you going to be the victim and still believe that, still act the same way, still react a certain way, or are you going to change that? And most people will be fearful about going into a new way of thinking, a new way of speaking, a new way of acting, because they don't know what the outcome is going to be. And it's really important to realize that, for me, I really believe this is all part of our soul, S-O-U-L, lesson, meaning that's what you are spiritually here to learn and grow. So kind of like you open up, pretend there's a book in front of you, this is your life curriculum. So for me, I needed to really learn that I know I'm really an amazing woman. I'm not perfect, and neither are you, but we're not perfect, but we need to see our greatness within ourselves, our capabilities, our resources, and that when you step into that knowledge, and for you, whoever it is, whatever that item is for you, realize that I don't have to be afraid of this anymore. I am not that 3 or 4 or 5, 6-year-old person that has believed that when I was a child. I'm an adult, a teenager. I am resourceful. I am strong. And so I have lots of ways in my book, maybe we can go through one, Chris, that actually shows how do you stop that mental or that negative thought that comes to be. Would you like to go through one?
Sure. You're wanting
One of my favorite.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, go
one
ahead.
One of my favorites is the stop, look, and listen, right? And so, you know, we know Smokey the Bear has stop, drop, and roll, right, to put out the fire. Well, in a way, we're actually putting out our fire because we have these emotional smoldering coals that lie within ourselves, okay? And so there's something happens in our life, and they get enlarged. They get inflamed. You know, the fire really builds. And so this is what's really exciting is that you can use this technique, stop, look, and listen, to quiet that fire, to extinguish it, and then you can have a better outcome. So let me go through that real quickly. So stop, look, and listen is when you first have that negative thought, perception, and you're stopping yourself in the middle of it and saying that, let's really look at this. So you're looking at it. So for me, I'll give you an example, okay? I was worried about abandonment, being left behind. So I'm walking down the sidewalk, and my husband and two adult sons now are walking in front of me. The sidewalk's only so wide, and there was three, and I was behind them. And so what do you think came to my mind? A negative thought. What was it? Oh, my gosh, that's really rude of those three to be in front of me and put me behind and not even include me in the conversation. Now, this was my thought, right? They weren't doing this intentionally to make me feel left out. But this is part of my soul growth, my spirituality opportunity to grow and realize it wasn't about them. It's all about me. How can I look at this differently? How can I respond differently to it? So I kind of did my own little investigation in my mind, my analysis, and said, they're not doing this purposely to hurt me. This is all my potential for growth. So how can I respond differently? Responding differently is different than reacting. Reacting is when we do the same old thing again and again and get the same old results again and again. So responding is looking at it differently. How can I choose to act differently? So for me, I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to kind of jump up on them and say, hey, guys, I feel really left out. Can we go two by two, or let's all stop and sit and talk what you're doing? But I really want to hear what you guys are saying. I'm interested. And I kind of did it. I made it playful. And they said, oh, I'm sorry. We just didn't even think. We just got so involved in our conversation. And they said, yeah, let's go 2-2. And it worked out fine. But see, I ended up choosing to take a different response. And I listened to my heart. You know, stop, look, and I listened. So I listened to what my heart was saying, not what my brain was telling me to repeat the pattern. And when you listen to your heart, that's actually the voice of your soul. It's the intuition, that voice of wisdom within you that truly wants to be there for your greatest good. It's not from an ego point of view. It's not to be threatening or aggressive to others. It's really for you to find your greater good. So it's a really simple technique, and it can be used on anything. It could be if you're frustrated in the waiting in the car and there's a lot of traffic. You know, that's a negative thought, a negative frustration you're feeling. And so we can choose and take ownership, right? Personal responsibility to change the way we're feeling and the way we're thinking and even our outcomes. And what that does is it allows enormous opportunities that will start to change and come into your life that's all positive, and it's really amazing.
That's a great example. I mean, it's a simple one, but, you know, we do that. We go into that, they're not talking to me, you know, and you get mad and have all these feelings when, yeah, they didn't do anything. It is your reaction. And to change it to response, like, okay, how can, because you have control over it, you know, of your reactions, of your responses, and making a change of how can I make this work for me? And you did that. So it's a great example. Now, one of the other things you have in the book is that you talk about emotion, that separate, like a capital E dash motion, our emotion quotient, and creating an emotional fitness program. So I would love for you to share that.
Yes. And I really love this. Being a physical therapist, right? You know, I did a lot of range of motion. You know, we increase your range of motion, your functionality. And so we have a range of emotions. And, you know, it's really interesting. Our whole culture, wherever you are in the world, we've always been taught to suppress and to kind of hide the way we feel, our true emotions. You know, men are kind of frowned upon if they show their emotional side, their sensitivity, or shed a tear. Even children, when they cry, what do parents say? Oh, don't cry. So we're taught, don't cry. Don't tell us when we're sad. And we kind of put on a facade, really a mask, where when people ask how you're feeling, you say, oh, okay. And really, you might be really having a terrible, horrific day or sad day or whatever the expression, but we don't let the world in. We actually even hide it from ourselves. So learning to understand that we have a wide range of emotions, and that are we being true and authentic to how we are feeling ourselves? And we're being able to own it. You know, I feel this way because. And is it a true feeling, or is it one that's been identified because of that past wounding, that fire that stays still within you? Or is it really true and accurate for the moment in time that you're experiencing it? So it's very important. And I go through this whole emotional fitness program in my book. Because to me, emotional fitness, emotional health, we've heard emotional IQ, those are all words we hear of. And in today's society, we hear so much about mental dysfunction. You know, we have stress anxieties, we have all different types of mental problems, bipolar, this and that. And so a lot of that is all fueled by the emotional unhealthiness that we have within ourselves. And so I like to have my clients and my students understand that we actually almost perspire. We actually emit out into the world our emotion, our feeling, our sense. And we can relate to this very easily, where when you smile, you see someone smiling, there's a happy emotional component that comes out energetically, right? Same thing if someone's angry or if someone's laughing. And so if you're a type of person, let's say, that is really judgmental or critical, let's say, criticizing other people, and you have kind of this sternness, and we know people like this, that no matter what they say, it's always a negative response or a negative comment. And so that's the energy that they emit. That's their emotional set point, their emotional energy that goes with them. It's almost like a wardrobe. That's what they present. And so we can choose to affect that and change that emotional health within ourselves. And what it does, amazingly, Chris, is that it changes how people see you. It changes how people react to you. It changes how opportunities present themselves to you. And, you know, the law of attraction is what we put out, we receive the same likewise. So when we take ownership and really create this inner peace and find this power within ourselves, it allows us to be powerful beyond measure. And, you know, that word, you know, it's a beautiful poem that's in Marianne Williamson's poem that I actually have at the end of my book, which I love, is that, you know, we're more afraid to see that we are some bright light. We'd rather stay in our darkness. And seeing that we are powerful beyond measure is just an amazing thing. It's not that we're powerful over people, that we are this great spark of light that is so radiant, and we become the beacon for others. And we need to see our own lightness, our own greatness, and then we can really impact the world.
Yeah, so true. Well, we're going to come back after our break and talk more about that with Cynthia Mazzaferro. So stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
You know that feeling in your gut, that tiny whisper in the back of your ear, the tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com/coaching.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Voices of Women, and if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Cynthia Mazzaferro about her book, Powerful Beyond Measure. And so we've been talking about a lot of things, working with your past, how you deal with your emotions in the moment, how you can change, stop, look, and listen, and have an emotional fitness program to just be healthier, because it does impact your health, how you feel. And Cynthia, you talked about the heart center, you know, going from the brain to the heart. And what I would love to do, that's a beautiful part in your book, is a heart's home of healing meditation. And we're going to experience that right now.
Oh, great. I'd love to do that. And it's actually going to be a free gift for everyone that's listening, or will hear the replay. And I'm just going to tell the link, and I think you'll have it also on the show page. So if you're driving, you know, keep your eyes open, please drive. Make sure you only close your eyes if it's safe and appropriate where you are. But it's www.cynthiamazzaferro.com/heart-home-of-healing-meditation. So what I'd like everyone to do is be comfortable where you are. And this meditation is going to be bringing your residence, that emotional debris that resides within yourself. We're going to bring it up into the heart, and we're going to go into the chambers of the heart, and we're actually going to release them and do some internal house cleaning, and then refuel it with beautiful energy and love and light, okay? So this is an amazing experience, and often people will tell me that their symptoms totally go away or greatly reduce. So I hope you all receive exactly what you need to during this meditation. So let's start with some nice, deep, relaxed breathing, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. A couple times. And you all probably have an area of your body that tends to be stressed, or if you think of a negative thing, it kind of feels stressed in a certain area. And just notice what that feels like. And maybe give it a number so you can assess it after this abridged a version of this meditation. I'm doing this much quicker for the radio timeline. And then I'd like you to just be present and sense that discomfort, wherever it might be, shoulder, back, stomach, throat, head, heart, and bring it to the heart. Just, you can direct this with your mind. Our body is so powerful. Our thoughts are so powerful. And allow it to be in the organ that feels our heart. And you're standing outside of the heart, your spirit, and you're right there on the threshold. You can see your heart pounding and beating beautifully with this wonderful color. And you're going to enter the heart, okay? And we call it the spectrum, which divides the heart into four chambers. And you're hearing the heart resound around you. Reverberation, and you're in the first chamber of the heart. And you notice there's a very heavy, almost very thick energy. It might even have a dark color to it. Could be on the ceiling, in the walls, or just on the floor. And I want you to, standing in the middle of this chamber of your heart, to allow your inner voice, your intuition, to speak to you. And identify an emotion or an aspect that you're feeling in this chamber. Could be grief,
could be profound sadness, anger, resentment, guilt, lots of words. Any word, it's fine. And try to just identify that. Now, in this heart, you'll notice on one of the walls, there's a window. And this is the time I want you to go around the room and collect it in your arm, put it against your body, and bring it over to the window and dispose of it. And put it out the window, leaving the window ajar still. And go back and look at the room. Make sure you cleaned everything out of around that word or emotion that you've identified. And now the room feels empty, clean, devoid of all that energy around that word and feeling. Very good. And now moving into the second chamber of the heart. And notice the difference in this chamber. Is there a difference in temperature, a difference in energy? And just think within yourself, feel within yourself a heaviness and what this could be around, a different word, a different emotion, a different memory. And then once again, collect that debris, collect that dust, that residue that's been there in this room. And then once again, there's a window in this chamber, and bring it and dispose of it outside the window. And make sure you have everything in that room discarded. And now we're moving into the third chamber. And I know I'm going quickly here, but we want to get through this quickly. And we're going to do the same process in the third chamber. Really feeling so efficient. We're really cleaning house. And this is a really liberating experience. Getting rid of these things that you've been holding on to and picking up and identifying this word or emotion. Picking up and cleaning up this room, and then disposing it out that window. And just like our biological or physical life, heart, we have four chambers. We go into the fourth chamber of the heart and do the same house cleaning, cleaning all of that debris. And if you can identify a word here in this room, that's awesome. If not, just go around and cleaning. Anything that you don't know that might even come from a past life, just cleaning and getting rid. We need to let go of this toxic energy that holds us down, makes us feel small, contracted, and seeing us as lacking, not being enough of something, and we are. And now you're back into the center of the heart, the spectrum, like the center hallway. And you hear that beautiful heartbeat of yours that's here supporting you. Now, all of those windows were open. And I'm going to do a little bit of a bridge transition from the original one in the MP3 that you'll get also with the book. But I allow the winds from the north and the south and the east and the west to come in through all of those open windows, bringing all this beautiful energy from the heavens and the earth and from all spectrums of life, filling your heart, every chamber of your heart, with health and vibrancy and love and beautiful white or emerald or beautiful pinks, whatever color resonates with you, into your heart, feeling full of love, compassion, kindness to yourself. And feel that your heart is full. You are full. And if you believe in a God or creator, the one, whatever the word you use, know that you are full of his presence. This beautiful healing light that courses through all of your heart. And as every heartbeat, you feel this beautiful, loving, healing light goes out of your heart into your lungs, capturing oxygen that you're breathing in, and courses through your entire body, bringing health, vitality, amazing nourishment and nutrients. And as you just take gratitude and take a moment of pause here in the center of the heart, give yourself an applause that you were able to release all these emotions and feelings that were really holding you back like an anchor, dragging you down into the sand, not allowing you to move forward in life. And just say, oh, I can do this meditation anytime and release and find freedom and peace. And then you're going to come back out into the heart and now center yourself more in the present moment, breathing again, more aware of your breathing. And take a moment just to assess that original discomfort you were feeling and you had given it a number, and just acknowledge what that feeling is now. Has it totally gone away? Is it greatly reduced? And then thank yourself for giving this self-care, this wonderful act of self-care and nourishment, and also connecting with your inner self and also the greater connection to heaven and earth. And just take a couple more breaths out, and then we will stop this meditation. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. That was, I hope people will make use of this. It's a very simple one to remember, going into the four chambers and throwing things out a window. Yeah, it's a good image. You know, it's
and how
really,
did that feel for you, Chris?
Yeah, great. Yeah. I like the imagery of it. You know, it's something you can hang on to because you can do it. You're not just thinking about the things and how do I release them? How do I let this go? You're actually doing an action. Throwing them out
the window. And so many coaches will say we all need to let go. You know, it's so easy to say let go. But what happens and why so many people are still searching for coaches and still reading so many self-help books is they're not impacting the emotional energy within ourselves. And that's why so many people are so unhappy with their life, with themselves and what they're creating, because there's an emotional energy that's still within us. And so using the heart, which is allowing us to feel, we're able to empower ourselves to realize that we can choose to release these emotions and to release these false beliefs and to let them go. But it's not as just easy, I need to let it go. It doesn't happen. That's why we're still in search.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about a process of making those choices. So this is Christina's, and we'll come back and talk more with Cynthia Mazzaferro.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Live your magnificence, for the love of joy is a precious gift offered to us by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. He takes us on an incredible 30-day adventure to expand our minds and hearts with the nectar of life, love, and joy. This book will help you bring more joy, love, health, abundance, adventure, romance, and magnificence into your life.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Christinas, and we're going to be talking some more with Cynthia Mazzaferro about her book, Powerful Beyond Measure. And I want to tell people to go to the website, CynthiaMazzaferro.com. It's MazzaferroO.com. And when you buy the book, I just found out from Cynthia, is there's a website link where you can download these workbook forms of all the exercises she has and meditations and stuff. So you can work on these forms on your computer. And I just think that's great. I'm going to do that. So I want Cynthia to talk about, please share about this three-step process that you have created to help create change.
It's a really simple and empowering exercise, and what it is called I Choose To Because I Can. And anytime that you have a choice, we have to decide that our outcome is based on our choice, right? We have free will. And what this is really empowering is you to take charge of your own happiness, your own action. And that's what's so magical about this book, is that you're taking charge of your life. And so this I Choose To Because I Can. So the first part is the mental command statement, and that is, I choose fill in the blank because I can. So here's a couple examples. I choose to have a voice because I can. I choose to say what I want. Doesn't matter if they don't like it. I choose independence because I can. I don't have to be codependent. I don't have to rely on everyone else. I choose to be strong, confident, and courageous because I can. I choose love over hatred because I can. So those are just a few examples of that mental command statement. And if you have that identification of you knowing what you need to change, I can choose the opposite, and whatever that word is, because I can, okay, which is really important. Now, the second part goes into the acceptance, okay? And this is when you're saying, I accept that I have the thought of self-doubt, for example. But I can change and be or do something. So let's just go through that scenario. I accept that I have this self-doubt of not being strong enough. But I can change and believe that I can be strong enough, and I'm going to confront my sister, who I haven't talked to in 3 years, because I choose to be strong enough to do that. So that's just an example of creating a declaration statement that you're choosing how you want to act in this moment. And it can be real simple things. I choose to be strong, to be the parent, and tell my children what I expect of them, something like that. So it's really important. And then the third part of this process is, what kind of action steps are you going to take around this statement, okay? And that's about putting together an action step that's going to create success. And I want people to be careful when they talk about success, because success for most people
is a finish line. It's holding up the trophy. And I want you to realize success is any step moving forward in achieving the goal or what you desire. Okay, it's not, the finish line never exists. It's just as always continual growth. And that's okay. That's exciting. That's about learning. And if we can enjoy the process of learning and growing and expanding and seeing our greatness, that's all that we need to do, because that will create happiness and joy in our life. So for the person who had the self-doubt item we just talked about, and let's say they're having self-doubt when it comes to family members, you know, their children, and then they're doubting themselves being a good parent. So now they want to be a best friend instead of being, you know, a parent that might have to set limits and be very clear on certain obligations. So their action step might be, I am confident that I can tell the kids they all have to pick a chore each week that they need to do and hold them responsible for that and make a chart, you know, if you set up allowance, whatever, but be real clear and that you're choosing to be confident in yourself in setting that up where there's no self-doubt. This is an action step and that you're going to be successful in articulating that to the family members. I hope that's a really good, example of that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's simple, you know. So it's first a mental thing, just stating I choose to, and then can you just outline the three? So the first is I choose to.
So the the first one is the mental thought. I'm choosing this because I can. And the second one is that acknowledging, accepting that I feel this way, maybe the self-doubt, the opposite of it, but that I can still continue on and do something about it. I'm not going to stay in this self-doubt, self-limiting aspect. I'm going to move past it because I can. I can move past it. You're empowering yourself. And let's be honest here. You're a coach. I'm a coach. And we know this as coaches. It's not about us. We can help you talk you through these things and work through it. But it's so important that you take ownership to change and create this directionality that you need to step into the uncomfortable, that fear that we talked about earlier. And that when you do step into this potential for growth, this is when you're going to have your greatest successes. And it's amazing, just like I did when I stepped into the sidewalk and I said, I'm going to jump on my family in front of me, and I changed that behavior. So I created this acceptance. I know I feel this way. This is kind of like that pain point in my heart or in my body, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to create this shift, even though I feel this way. And I took the third step, which is the action step.
Yeah, and
so
that's
it's
so
really important.
Important
because it is. And if you've ever seen any muscle testing, you know, if you just put your arm out to the side and you try to have someone push it down, and you just do energy testing with your elbows straight, and you energy test someone, you'll notice there's resistance. Then you have them say, I can't, whatever the word is, I can't ride a bike, I can't walk down the street. Of course, you can walk down the street. And it can even be a true statement or a false statement, meaning I can walk down the street, but I'm going to say I can't walk down the street. And then just do the same thing. Put pressure on that hand, and you watch it will collapse just by saying the word can't. Mm-hmm. Because your body is saying it's a negative thing, and you're creating this negative energy within yourself. So doing this, I choose to because I can, creates the positive energy for your success and growth.
Yeah. And there's a quote you had in your book, if you choose to do nothing, then nothing will change. And doing nothing is an action, which you created nothing.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
So,
right.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your wisdom. And we didn't even get to talk about intuition, but there's a lot of that about that in the book too. I invite everybody to check the book out. It's a workbook. I mean, Cynthia has you working and working through these issues so that you can change your life and not be repeating these patterns that we all do until we start choosing to not do them and recognizing them. So again, her website is www.cynthiamazzaferro.com. She has a free gift. Go to the website and also type in heart Home of Healing Meditation. So, and you'll get the full meditation in an MP3. You can listen to that on your own. And yeah, so great. So great to have you on the show today, Cynthia.
And thank you for having me. And again, you'll get that if you do purchase my book on the introduction, Roman numeral XXX, which is page 30. There is that link that you refer to that gives you 6 bonus gifts, a workbook, self-assessment, 2 meditations, and a personalized autograph inscription for me that you can print out and put in the center of your book. So you can find Powerful Beyond Measure online at any bookstore. They'll order it for you, so it's around the world. So I hope you all give this gift for yourself.
Okay, great. And at the end of my show, I just want to remind people of my book, The Woman Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspiration of the divine feminine. Many voices from women who've come to Women of Wisdom Conference every year. It's also an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. And it explores the divine feminine from many, many voices with art, poetry, and stories. So you can check that out on our website, womenofwisdom.org. And sign up for our newsletter to find out what we are doing in the Seattle region. And we're going through some transitions, and we're going to be bringing circles to different areas that we're hoping to. And because we're all about circles and women empowering each other by sharing their stories. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.